Brilliance Audio presents
Old Friends by Tracy Kidder. For my father. There is an ancient proverb, "Don't judge a life good or bad before it ends." Sophocles, Women of Trochus. The Last Place. Inside Lindum Manor, upstairs on Forest View, the lights in the corridors brighten. The living room windows begin to reflect the lights on the plastic Christmas tree, and the view through those windows is fading, the woods growing thicker, the birches blowing in the dusk. At the west end of Forest View's longer corridor, a white-haired woman in a plain house dress and sneakers leans against the heating register, a cane in her hands. She gazes out at the clouds. She is very forgetful, and yet very nostalgic, and of all the people who live here, the most devoted to windows. "They come and go," she says of the clouds. "I guess that's to be expected. First they're dark, and then they're light. First they're there, and then they're gone." She makes a small laugh. She goes on gazing through the glass. "I don't know what all this business is about, living this way. I tried to figure it out, but I can't." The clouds hovering above the silhouette of the far ridge are sharply etched, clouds of the north wind, dark gray in the last light of a sky that is still too bright for stars. The light seeps away. The windows at the ends of Forest View's corridors throw back watery images of carpeted corridors that could belong to a clean motel. It is night. Lou Freed comes out of his room, down on the north hall, just past the elevators. Lou is small and plump in the middle, with fleecy white hair and thick dark-framed glasses. Behind the lens, the lid of his left eye droops. His close-cropped mustache is a dash of white across his face. His forehead and cheeks are deeply furrowed.